do you view those two issues?
Well, let me start on dues. We have by state association standards, I suspect, or size, high dues. But my model of operation is very different because I don't have for-profit corporations. I have a lot of lawyers. I've got a lot of lobbyists, and what we do costs a lot of money. And we've not had a lot of dues pressure at all, only for the fact that we really stick to, I think, a very strong niche of what our brokers want us to do, and that is to lobby, to write rules and regulations, do case law. And then I do have a substantial amount of non-dues income, but in the simple education product area. In fact, it's more than the dues side. But it's all related to basically rules, regulations, et cetera, of getting in the business or staying in the business. We have a strong, we're the primary educator in the state for licensees. So the dues issue to me is really the model that you really have. And we don't do a lot of fluffy stuff. And that's simply because my board of directors are the 10 largest companies in the state, and I don't get in their business, and I don't compete with them. I try to stay in the business that they want us in. And I think I'm proud to say that I probably have the greatest support of our larger companies, you know, in the business. Now, moving that to licensure issues and alternative business models, we are looking, and we have a task force that will be done in about a week, looking at the whole definition of brokerage services, et cetera. We've learned, I think, from what Illinois has done in Texas and other places around the state, probably giving more of a consumer checkoff or opportunity. But I think Joel said it really well. The competition is healthy. We don't have the depth like California or maybe Houston has, but they're there. You've got basic people in the organization that even question why a banner ad is on a website. But that we know that's old school, and we also know that many of these people who have different forms of business models are members. They're members in the club. And if they're in the club, they got to be treated the same way as everybody else, as far as I'm concerned. And so by being in the club, the question of how inclusive, and here's my line, because I've got a couple of them that are in the club, but I don't let in the decision-making process. And the reason is that they're so rabid that they will take the information and they will use the information against the industry. And that's my rule. I have a simple rule with people like that, and that is that if you want to fight inside the corral, you fight all you want. Come on in. It's the red ant theory, you know, that Jim Lowe used to have with ASAE 25 years ago. You either stamp them out or you bring them in. And I have no problem with them being in the system as long as they're, you know, they understand that there's a participatory system. It's a vote. And I got 17,000 members. But when they take the information and they use it against the industry and the organization in a collective manner by going to the Attorney General or others and using it in a divisive and a destructive way, that's when they don't come in the club. That's for the folks that are listening in, that's my rule that I use in public policy, because I think that's not fair, and I don't think that's what the members would expect.